Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing at the National Post about something that I missed at the Paris Olympics till Conrad brings my attention to it. In the opening ceremony, there was a presentation called Burlesque, mocking the Last Supper of Jesus Christ. Mocking, there's no other word for it in English. I'm sure Latin has a lot of different words. But in any event, it was disrespectful of Christianity. It was disrespectful of those of us who are Christians and attend church or not. It was certainly disrespectful of the foundation of my country, the United States, and my observation of Conrad's country, Canada, made up of people who wanted to practice their religion without persecution, were told, well, go to the colonies and take that risk, and they did. And here we are, several hundred years later, strangely watching Paris, the capital of France, center of civilization for much of the last 1,000 years, at the Olympics, permitting what can only be regarded as something vulgar. Conrad, you brought my attention to this, and I am stumped as to why the Parisian authorities let this go through. What is your thinking? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, I mean, the answer is I don't know. I mean, this is up to the International Olympic Committee. Now, it may be that they're not in the practice of vetting in advance what the opening ceremony is, other than in generalities. And look, I must say, parts of the opening ceremony were fabulous. I mean, Paris is a magnificent city, and my countryman Céline Dion sang beautifully from the first stage of the Eiffel Tower up 300 feet to this live audience of hundreds of thousands of people. And it was brilliant. It was beautifully done. But I mean, it just completely defeats me how this this very crude and undiplomatic assault on religiosity in general, but Christianity in particular, despite all the attrition that the concept of religion has suffered over the years, is embraced in some measure by many hundreds of millions of people, undoubtedly including a good many of the athletes. And religion in general is approved by billions of people in the world, and this was just a mockery of the concept of religion, but particularly of Christianity, and it was set in the context of sexually unconventional people. So it was an LGBT group, you see, and a transgender group, as if all the apostles were none of them were straight, you see, including Jesus himself. And, so it was to some people humorous, but it wasn't intended to be humorous. And what really, in an odd way, annoyed me more than anything is, I'm completely open-minded about religion. People should do what they want religiously, and if they don't believe in anything and don't do anything, that's perfectly fine too. It's a personal choice for everyone, but you shouldn't mock what people's beliefs are unless they're completely absurd. And the thing that really disappointed me was, having gone through with this and made their statement and made their gesture in support of the LGBT community, which is fine. I have no grievance with them. They then denied that they were in any sense criticizing or mocking Christianity. I mean, if people are going to be iconoclasts and, you know, shatter the stained glass of a church, they should at least acknowledge that that's what they're doing. But there is no excuse whatever for the authorities in the Olympics, the IOC, to have tolerated this. Now, maybe they just didn't look closely at it. But I don't have a comfort level that we're going to get an early or comprehensive answer to what actually happened there. Because henceforth, somebody has got to review what it is planned to put on in these opening ceremonies. I remember when it was the London Olympics, there was a great many episodes from British history, and it was actually quite interesting. It was narrated by Kenneth Branagh, who was dressed up as I.K. Brunel, the great engineer of the 19th century. And it was actually, it didn't take historic liberties, and it was quite interesting. They could have done the same thing in Paris. Goodness knows, the history of France is full of astonishing episodes and personalities. But it was just, I thought, very unfortunate and in the worst possible taste. I mean, the Olympics are represented as something that brings people together and translates substitutes for real quarrels between nations, a friendly competition, and this is not in the spirit of that at all.
Yes, the Olympics evidence, having read the Iliad closes not with a horse. The original Iliad closed with an athletic game supervised by the warriors who were heretofore fighting each other. I asked, though, one question of fact. Your country shares a heritage with France in North America. In my reading of the French people is that they're very religious, much more so than is often assumed here in America. And I imagine it's the same in Quebec. So it's odd that this would go on in the presence of the French Catholic Church. Is that something that was deliberate, meant to be directed at the church?
Oh, I think there can't be much doubt of that. And in particular, they would be taking issue with relatively conservative views in the Catholic Church about unconventional sex. But and the Cardinal Archbishop of Paris condemned what went on in ringing traditional ecclesiastical terms, you know. And so some other Catholic spokespeople in different countries. But you're right. As I say, it didn't belong there. It was astonishing to see it. And then they denied that they'd done it. They said they were just celebrating the accomplishments of the LGBT community. Well, no, they weren't. And others said, well, they were mocking Leonardo's painting of the Last Supper, even though that's in Milan. Well, this is, again, is nonsense. I mean, nobody was criticizing Leonardo's talents as an artist. Everyone acknowledges it was a good painting in terms of the quality of the painting. It wasn't a critique of a work of art. It was an assault upon an incident, and a famous episode, extremely famous episode in the history and culture of the Western world.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post about a puzzle that we've not solved, and maybe it doesn't have a solution. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.